The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Sanhedrin, this Masechet has been sponsored anonymously. Nirfu'ah Shenema Dina Bat Sara. En Narifanala, En Narifanala, En Narifanala, Rufat Nefesh, Rufat Guf, Rufuata, Romar Abolechin Yirason, Renomar Amen. Daf Ted Zain. Today's daf is being studied. דעלו נשמת אברהם בן אסתר, רוח השם תניחנו בגן עדן, אמן.
אמן.
רפואה שלמה דינה בת שרה, וגם רפואה שלמה מקי מאיר בן ג'יימי ג'מילה. אין לה רפאה להם, רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף ורפואתם כרובה לבו. וכן ירסום ונאמר, אמן. We begin today's daf on Ted Vav, עמוד בית, and we are starting 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 lines on the bottom. A quote from the Mishnah. En Danin. The Mishnah was talking about judging the tribe. If you're judging a tribe, we don't know why you're judging them yet, but if you're judging a Shevet, so you need at least 20, you know, you need 71 judges. So now the Gemara is going to ask, what are you judging them? What did the tribe do that you're giving them a judgment of 71? Ilema Shevet Shehillel et Shabbat. Maybe you're telling me it's the case where the whole tribe made Hillel Shabbat. They desecrated the Shabbat, and therefore you're judging them with 71 judges. Imar de Palig Rahmana ben Yehidim de Merubin. Yanyan Avodat Kuchavim. You only see the Torah make a Hiluk between individuals that make a sin and the Rabbim that make a sin. You only see a Hiluk when it comes to Avodah Zarah. They're ready, there's a difference. Bishar mitzvot, mi palig, which means we know that an individual that worships Avodah Zarah, it's Hayav Mita, you're judging with 23. However, let's say you have a Ir HaNidahat, that's a city that the whole city worships Avodah Zarah, so then we know you need 71. But you only see that Hiluk by Avodah Zarah, not by every other Isur. You tell me what? An individual that makes Hilul Shabbat 23. And what, if a Shevet makes Hilul Shabbat, you have 71? We never saw this Hiluk when it comes to any other sin besides Avodah Zarah. So then the question is, what's the case that you're judging a tribe with 71 judges? Ela b'Shevet Shehudach. Okay, so that's the case. We're talking about a Shevet that went to worship Avodah Zarah, the tribe, Shehudach. They went off. So you need 71 to judge the Shevet. The Memra. The Bedina de Rabim, Daninan de. You're telling me that a Shevet has a din of Rabim? That just like Rabim, Irani Dahat, you judge it with 71 if they wish to Avodah Zarah. You're telling me that a tribe, it's not a city, it's a tribe. You're telling me a tribe also has a din of Rabim, that you judge it when they wish to Avodah Zarah with 71? Kiman, who's it going like? Lo Kirabi Yoshia, Velo Kirabi Yonatan. We don't know who this is going like, not like any of the rabbis. Why? Detanya. Ad kama osim ir anidachat. How many people have to be at least in the city to be considered in ir anidachat? Miyud ve'ad kuf. So some say the number is 10 to 100. Devre Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yonatan Omer mikuf ve'ad rubo shel shevet. He says no, from 100 up to the majority of the tribe. ואפילו רבי יונתן לא כמר אלא רובו, אבל כולו לא. Even רבי יונתן, that said the tribe, he said only up to the majority of the tribe. But רוב השבט, for some reason, no. So who is this going like? Look at Rashi on the bottom. מעשרה, look at the one before that. לממרא, דשבט שלם שהודח. That a tribe that worshipped Avodah Zarah. Bidina de Rabim Daininela Kidina de Irani Dahat, the Mikri Mirubim. Do you treat it like a city? That's called also Mirubim. Dainina le Besayef. There's two things. First of all, the punishment of Irani Dahat is Saif, is death by the sword. And Ubsandere Gedola, and you need 71. Ma'asara ve'ad me'ah. According to the first rabbi, Basir Ma'asara lo Mikri Ir. Less than 10 is not considered a city. That's the minimum. Utfem me'ah. And more than 100, nafkam mitorat ir v'avilu sibur. Sibur is a different story. There's a different level. There's yahid, there's ir, and there's sibur. up to 10, it's not an eir, it's nothing, it's individuals. And then you have from 10 to 100, it's called an eir. And then from 100 on, according to them, it's called a sibur. Sibur lo ketiv saif. On the sibur, it's not called, your punishment is not saif. Then it's considered individuals, again. And if it's individuals, then each person is going to get the punishment of Avodah Zarah, which is sekilah. So you see, this din of Avodah Zarah varies, depending on how many people did it together, and so on and so forth. But you don't see anybody that says a whole tribe. One rabbi says from 10 to 100, that's considered Eir HaNidah. Another rabbi says from 100 up to Ruboshel Shevet. But you don't see that if the whole Shevet does it, if the whole Shevet does it, maybe it's considered a Sibur. And a Sibur, then you don't judge it with 71. Maybe it's a regular din of individuals that worshipping Avodah Zarah, and you give them the regular din of Sekilah and the regular judgment of 23. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Matna. So Rav Matna gives an answer. What are we talking about? Ha-cha, benasi shevet, shehata askenan. No answer. When we said shevet, we didn't mean the shevet is making a sin. Shevet means the nasi of the shevet. The president of the tribe made a sin. What type of sin? Any sin that's hayav mitah. For example, the nasi of the shevet was ma'adal Shabbat. The hadush is that the nasi of the shevet, when he goes to court, you have to have 71 judges. The nasi of the shevet, why? Me lo amar Rav Adda bar Ahava. Didn't Rav Adda bar Ahava teach us? Kol hadavar hagadol yaviyu elecha. When it says, all the big cases you bring to Moshe. What is davar hagadol? Devarav shel gadol. The items that pertain to the gadol, which means, exactly, that's the Kohen Gadol. Yeah, Kohen Gadol is on a case, capital punishment, so you have to bring him to Moshe. And Moshe Rabbeinu is considered like Sanhedrin of 71. So the Gemara says, Hai Nameh Gadol. The president of the tribe also has a din of a Gadol. And therefore, when the president of a tribe commits a sin that's Hayav Mitah, you take him to the Moshe Rabbeinu or the Sanhedrin Gedolah, the 71 judges. That's the first answer. So Shevet in the Mishnah means Nasi. Ula Amar Rabbi Elazar Beba'in Al Eske Nahalot. No. When you have the Chevatim that have a dispute amongst themselves, Ne'anyan, the inheritance of the land of Eretz Israel. There's a dispute on the land. Who gets what? Oh, you have a dispute on inheritance? That you take the 71. Why? Uchte Hilatash Al Eretz Israel. It's going to have the same status as the initial Yerusha, when they split up the land in the times of Yeshua. Just like in the first time they divided it up, it was with 71. So to now, also when there's a dispute, 71. So the Gemara asks, Tehilata was done with a lottery. It was done with a goral. Right? How did they do that? They picked each tribe and each chelek. Urim v'tumim. And it also had the Urim v'tumim. That was part of the process. That the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol also was giving them signals exactly which tribe gets what. V'chod Yisrael. And it was done in front of all Yisrael. So Afkan. So maybe you want to tell me now when there's a dispute amongst the Shivatim. You want to make it like the Kitahila. So then maybe you need Kalpi Urim v'tumim v'chod Yisrael. So everything going out rejects that answer. You're right. Nahalot, you don't need 71. Because if you're going to go like Tehidata, you need all the other stuff as well. Edom Havarta, Kedir Rav Matna. Go back to the original answer of Rav Matna, which was what? It's talking about the Nasi that made a sin. Ravina Amar Le'olam B'Shevet Shehudah. He goes back to the first thought. Really, it's talking about a Shevet Shehudah. The Shevet went and worshipped the Avodah Zarah. Oh, we had questions. Ude kakashi alach bidina derabim dainin and le. The question was, what do you mean? You're judging them with the judgment of the rabim, which means you consider this like eir hanidachat. We had a problem with that. Eir hanidachat, the punishment is what? Sekila. No, saif. The punishment of eir hanidachat is saif. That's by the sword. The punishment of regular avodah zarah by yahidim is what? Sekila. So you're telling me that when a shevet is hudah, you're going to give them side, you're going to judge them with 71 judges in the whole story. Yamara says, In, yes. Afalgav de katlinan biyahid, even though when it comes to the katala, it's done as an individual. We'll see what that means. Bedina de rabim danim ale. But the judgment itself is judged with rabim. Look at Rashi. Fourth line. Afagav de katinan biyachid didina shil shevet biskila. You're right. A tribe, we judge like individuals. And what's the judgment of an individual that commits avodah zarah? Sekila. The actual death penalty will be sekila. Afilu hachi bedina de rabim danin ale. But when we judge them with 71. Ba'in an ayin adib vedo bedina de yachid bechav gimal. So Hadush, normally when an individual commits avodah zarah, 23 judges, like a regular deen of the mi'itah, and hayav sekila. That's the regular deen of avodah zarah. Inon idahat is different. Inon idahat is 71, and the punishment is saif, special deen of Inon idahat. Here, it's in the middle. You use 71 like an Inon idahat if the shevet commits avodah zarah, but the punishment is like a yachid. And what's the punishment going to be? Sekila. So in the Grammy, we're talking about a shevet shudah. Shevet shudah, you don't judge it like an Inon idahat. The punishment is going to be sekila. But what? You judge the Shevet at P 71. So the Gemara says, Mi lo amar of Hama, Birabi Yoseh, Amar of Oshaya. Didn't we learn? By the Abu Dazra, what does it say? Lord Seta etahishahu. Or etahishahi. It says you're going to take out the man that committed Abu Dazra or the lady. And where are you going to take them to? To the gates. What's the gates? The gates of your city, that's where the Betin sits. Ish ve'isha ata motzi l'sha'arecha. Yes, a man or a lady individual, you judge them by the gates. The gates is talking about Sanhedrin ketamna, meaning the small Sanhedrin of 23. Ve'ata motzi kol ha'ir kolah l'sha'arecha. But you don't take out the whole city, like we learned by Inan Idahat. By Inan Idahat, you don't take them to the gates. You take them to the 71. Ha'achan namehir also by a tribe. Ish ve'isha ata motzi l'sha'arecha. So therefore, kol hashevet kulo, you judge it with 71. And if they're found guilty, what's the punishment? Not saif, sekila like an individual. So again, it has the best of, says some of both. Comes again, what it says, lo et navi hashekir. Okay, so when it comes to a false prophet, what's the deen? 71. False prophet, the deen is you judge him, hayabita, judgment 71. So comes the Gemara and analyzes, minane mile. How do I know what is the biblical source for Nevi Sheker? Amar bi Yoseh b'Rabbi Hananya, Hanina, Atya hazada, mezaken mamre. Rashi, Atya hazada, b'Nevi Sheker ketiv. Ah, Nabi Asher Yazid uses the word Yazid, which means he commits a sin. Ubzaken Mamre Ketiv, that's the rabbi that rebelled against the Sanhedrin's rulings. Ve'ish Asher Yaseh Bezadon. Ah, so you see the word Zadon also written by Zaken Mamre. So now we have a Gezra Shava. Dashi, Ma Zaken Enu Neherag Ela Imken Himra Alpi Beddin Agadol, Dechtive Kamta Va'alita. A little different here. Just like the Zakin, he's only considered a Zakin Mamre if he rebelled against the entire Sanhedrin. Remember, we learned he has to go against the Psak of the entire Sanhedrin. Af Navi enu nidon ela bebetin agadol. So too, Navi Sheker is judged by Betin agadol. It's interesting because it's Rashi. It's not exactly the same. It's Zakin Mamre needs to rebel against the entire Sanhedrin. So from there, I'm going to learn. It says Zadon by us, by Navi Sheker. He's going to be judged by the entire Sanhedrin. Oh, so comes the Gemara and says, Ma lehalan b'shevim ve'cha, just like the Zaken Mamre has to rebel against 71, Afkan b'shevim ve'echad. Oh, so comes the Gemara and asks the question that we just raised. Ve'ha hazada ki ketiva be'katala hu dechetiva. Which means by the Kohen, by the Zaken Mamre, Vehai Hazada, Rashi, the Zaken Mamre, Ki Ketiva, Bekatela Ketiva. Which is, that's written also in the Pasuk that talks about killing the Zaken Mamre. Bekatela Dide Beasim Vishlosha. But the Zaken Mamre, his judgment is with 23 judges. Dehi ketiv kamta v'alita. That would have said you need 71. The kamta alita said that behora'a ketiv. That's referring to his psak halacha has to be against the Sanhedrin. Shebain leshoalo ma yoru vehozer le'iro ve'im hora la'asut kebetayna lidon keshar amumtim bechav gima da'lotari matnitin ve'lo et zaken. Amamre, what is that she's saying here? She says, "Dechi ketiv v'kam ta'alita." That's talking about bora'a ketiv. Shebain, that bear anything to us? Shebain leshol. They're asking him a question, or shebain leshol ma yoru. What should they? What's the psak? The chozer le'iro v'imhora la'asot kebetahila. If he ruled like originally his thought that to go against them, nidon kishara mumtim bechav gimal. Okay. Exactly, which means Zaken Mamre is 23. So what's already telling me Zadon Zadon? The death of the Zaken Mamre is with 23. So the Chaurah, the death of Nevi Sheker should be also with 23. So the Gemara says Vekatala be'asimut latau Ela Amar Eshlekish. So we have a different Gezer Hashava. Gamar Davar Davar Mehamra Ato. We have a Gezer Hashava Davar Davar Mehamra'ato, from his hamra'ah, does she? Benavi, davadav mehamra'ato. Benavi bekatale ketiv. When you kill the Navi Sheker, what does it say? Asher Yazid ledaber davar. Says the word davar. Ubhamra'at zaken ketiv ve'asita alpi adavar. So what we're doing is we're taking the death of the zaken mamre, it says davar. And by the Navi, it says what? Davar. And then we're making a hekesh, davar, davar. So the Gemara says, wait, if you're making a gezerah shavah, davar, davar, to connect them, v'lehader zaken memre, go back to zaken memre, v'ligmar hazada, hazada, menavi sheker. And then learn the gezerah shavah, hazada, hazada, Rashi. V'lehadar zaken memre, v'nigmar, Katale besanedri gedola hazada hazada minavi. Deha bekatala de tarvayu kediv hazada. By the death of both of them, the word zadon is used. Venema ma navi besanedri gedola da gamrina behamraat zaken af mitad zaken besanedri gedola venetni mimatitiv lot zaken bamre the betli chayna alef. Which means once already you connected the parashiyot by davar davar, so now go back and compare Navi Sheker now, and go give your hadush to Zaken Mamre. And I'll say, Ma Navi Sheker b'shevim ve'echad, Af Zaken Mamre b'shevim ve'echad. And that's not the deen. Zaken Mamre is 23, which means, already you made a gezerah shavah, davar davar. To teach me what? Just like by the case of the Zaken Mamre. It's Inyan of 70, 71, at least it's Hamra'ah has to be in front of 71, So too by, and that's not written by the mitah. That's tam. It says davar over there, and therefore we learn over here why it says davar by the death of the Navi Sheker. Davar, I say davar, davar. 71. Beautiful. So Gemara says, once already you have this hekesh, now go the other way, and say zadon, zadon. Mm-hmm. Just like it says the word zadon by Navi Sheker. And we just learned how many judges? 71 to judge him. Now learn that also by Navi Sheker. Now learn by Zaken Mamre that you also need 71 to judge him. Not only that the Hamra'ah is in front of 71, that you need 71 to judge him, and that's not the deen. Because the Mishnah says Zaken Mamre, you only judge him in front of 23. Which means, once already you learned in one direction, now go the other direction. You learned Davar Davar Me Zaken Mamre. Good. Now learn Zadon Zadon Me Navi Sheker. So Gemara answers, it's very nice, but you can't just learn Gezerot Shavot. Gemara says, Davar Davar Gamir, Hazada Hazada Lo Gamir. You have to have a tradition when you make a Gezerot Shava. So you can't just ask, why didn't he? He didn't, because you have to learn a Gezerot Shavot from your rabbi. You can't just make up Gezerot Shavot. Kavachomed, you can make up. But you can't make up a Gezerah Shavah. These words are linked. Very nice. Hazada, hazada. But maybe it's not so. So therefore, he had a Kabbalah on Davar, Davar. He didn't have a Kabbalah on Hazada, Hazada. So you can't learn Zaken Mamre, 71. So comes the Gemara and says, right, look at the Shi. Davar, Davar. Very important Shi in Klal. Hay gezera sheva de davar davar gamir le haytana merabbe. He learned it from his rabbi. Aval hach da zada zada lo gamir le rabbe. He didn't learn it. In the tradition, v'kavachomer adam dan me'atzmo. Kavachomer, you can make up on yourself. You can figure it out yourself. V'en adam dan gezera sheva me'atzmo. Ela imken kibel merabbo halacha le Moshe me'sinai. The ika lemakot, you could say, maybe the pasuk is coming for something else. Who told you? And that's a tradition we have already in Israel. In Adam Dan Gizra Shava, Me'atzmo Ela Im Ken Kebem Rabbo. Gemara Velo Et Kohen Agadol. So what do we learn in the Mishnah when they're judging the Kohen Agadol? How many judges you need? 71. Minan Emile. How do you know this? Amar of Adda Bar Avad Amar Kera Kolad Davar Gadol Yaviu Elecha. That the Inyanim of the Gadol, all big items you bring to Moshe. Moshe is considered Tzadidin Gadola. Devarav Shel Gadol. Devarav Shel Gadol, that's the Kohen, Kohen Gadol. Metive, we have a question. Davar Gadol, what does Davar Gadol mean? It doesn't mean Devarav Shel Gadol. Davar Kashe, it means the hard cases. You're telling me it means the hard cases. Or no, maybe it means the big people go to Moshe. So you see, the pasuk clearly says the hard cases you bring to Moshe. So you see what davar kashe already is. It said, and therefore what? The other pasuk must be talking about Devarav Shel Gadol, because we have Devar Kasher already is said. Well, actually, Gemara over here is learning not like that. Actually, Gemara is learning over here like this. Just like over here it says Devar Kasher, that's what Devar Gadol meant. Devar Kasher is Devar Kasher, the hard cases. So when it said Devar Gadol, it meant the hard cases. So therefore, you have no Ra'ayah that Davar Gadol means Devarav Shel Gadol. Just like it says in the other pasuk, Davar Kashe Yivun El Moshe. So you know it's Davar Kashe. So Davar Kashe, that's the hot case. Didn't say Devarav Shel Gadol. So Davar Gadol also means Kashe. So how do you know Kohen Gadol? That's the way you want to ask him. Because look at the next line. Hu Da'amar Ki Hai Tana. It's answering. Oh, the rabbi that said Kohen Gadol. And he's going like a different Tana. Well, that says what? The Tanya Davar Gadol, Devarav Shel Gadol. Here we go again. Ata omer devarav shel gadol, or eno ela devarak kashe. Kishu omer a devarak kashe, ade are devarak kashe amur. It says devarak kashe already. Devarak kashe amur. Ha ma ani mekayem devar gadol. So what am I going to use the word devar gadol? Devarav shel gadol, which means you have over here two pesukim. One pasuk says davar kasher, that's the hard cases, and one pasuk says davar gadol, that's devarav shel gadol. But only question of the other rabbi: what does he need two pesukim to teach me the hard cases? He learns davar kasher is the hard case, and davar gadol is the hard case. The first rabbi: what does he need two pesukim to teach me the hard cases? Ha de sabaa be'alma. One is the commandment, which means the first case was when Yitro was giving Moshe the advice. You know, the hard cases will come to you. That was advice. They had lasiya. And the second was saying they actually did it. It's two pesukim, two different stories there. Well, Yitro gave Moshe advice on to make the judges. So the advice of Yitro is what? Good idea, the Devar Kasher shall come to you. And then what? The next pesukim, the Devar Gadol, he did it. That the hard cases came to him. The idach, so the rabbi says, if that's what you're learning, imken nichtov o gadol gadol o kashe kashe. So use the same word then. If it's just repeating the same item, one for the commandment and one for the institution, so then say kashe kashe gadol gadol. My gadol umay kashe shma mina tarte. Must be two different items. Kashe is the hard cases and gadol is the varav shel gadol, which means the kohen gadol. Ba'e Rabbi El Azar. B'Elazar has a question. Shoro shel Kohen Gadol bekama. The shor of a Kohen Gadol killed. What do you do with the shor of a Kohen Gadol that kills? You have to kill the shore. Right? Hayav skida. How many judges did we say? 23. So now the Gemara has a question. And how'd you know that? Because we said kimitat be'alim kach mitat ashur. That just like the owners, if they hayav mitah, how many judges you give them? 23. So to the shur also you judge it with 23. But a kohen gadol, his judgment is 71. So maybe his shur also goes with 71. Kimitat lemitat be'alim di demedaminane. Do you judge it to his mitat be'alim? O dilma. Limitat be'alim de'alma medaminale. Or maybe you compare it to what?
The regular
23. Amar Abaye, medeka meba'yele shoro. From the fact that you asked the question on shore, we're not answering this question. You're not going to answer. You're not going to know. But from the fact that you asked on shore, mechlal de mamono peshitale. Which means, it was pashut to you that when he has a monetary case, it's 71. That you didn't ask. You asked by shor. Sure, we have a she'ela. 71 or 23. Why don't you ask by monetary? Money case. There's a din in mamonot. That you didn't ask. Must be was pashut to you that the Kohen Gadol, 71 in a monetary case.
Rabbi, didn't we say that we learned that Hashem came and intervened and said that the way Yitro said it is not the right way? It's really every case should be judged. As an individual.
Like wait. In the middle of the word.
71.
Okay. Look at Rashi. Look at Rashi. Medekam ba'ya le shoro shma minna shoro hu demesafkele de shor yare safek. It's over there, it compares the death of the shor to the death of the owner. Kimitat be'alim. Ah, you're right. About sha'ar mamono. Good, thank you. Pshita lan de b'shlosha kichol dine mamonot. By regular dine mamonot, there are three. By the other case of shor, we have a connection between the mitav de be'alim and the shor. I could say he dies in 71. The shor dies in 71. But mamonot. Pashut is going to be with three. The Gemara says, "Amar Abayim, mede kamibaya leshoro mechlad de mamonot pshita le pshita." Of course, what pashut? Why would I take 71 for dinim mamonot? Yeah, va'udetemo id vechata vechol hadavar gadol vechol hadavar gadol. So I would have thought kol devarav shel gadol, all the items of the gadol, even the mamonot. Kamash ma'alan. When it says kol, doesn't mean the kol. Called all the death penalties of the Kohen Gadol. But if it's a monetary case, three. What about his shor? Gemara does not answer that question. Kabbalah Gemara says, En motzi'in. This is talking about, if let's say they want to go out for milchemet harishut. They want to go out to fight a war. Not a milchemet mitzvah. Not a war like Amalek and things like that. They want to fight milchemet harishut. How many rabbis do you need to judge it to say that they're allowed to go out and fight the milchemet harishut, to send out the soldiers to war? So the Mishnah said 71. Minan emile, how do you know this? Amar bi Abu Da Markira. Filifne el azar kohen ya'amod. So it says, they will stand in front of el azar. Who's who? He will stand? Yeshua. When Yeshua ben Nun was going to fight the wars in Israel, so it says, when Yeshua stands in front of Elazar, and Elazar is going to ask the Urim V'Tumim, because he was the Kohen, he asked the breastplate that he has on, to see if they go to war or not. The Pasuk says, Al-Piv Yitzu V'Al-Piv Yavu'u. The Pasuk says, Hu V'Chol B'nei Yisrael Ito V'Chol A'idah. V'Apiskime, Hu V'Chol Yisrael, that's with him, V'Chol A'idah. So now the Gemara is Doresh each word in the Pasuk. Hu Ze Melech. Because Yeshua is the Melech. So who is Mim? He's the king. So you need a king in the proceedings also. V'chol b'nei Yisrael eto ze meshuach milchama. That's the Kohen Gadol that goes out with them to war. There was two kohanim. There was one that served the Beit HaMikdash, and there's one that was appointed to go out with them to the war. So that's called V'chol Yisrael. He's called Kohen Yisrael because he's the one that takes Kohen Yisrael out to the war. V'chol Aida. That's what we're looking for. Ze Sanedre. So what do you see? You need the king you need the Sanhedrin and the Kohen Mashua in order to decide whether to go out to war or not. So comes Gemara and says, V'dilma l'Sanhedrin hu dekamalu rahmana delishaylu be'urim v'tumim. Exactly. Maybe the procedure is that you need the Sanhedrin, the 71, to ask the Kohen to go into the Urim v'Tumim and to see if they should go out to war or not. That's she. V'dilma. V'dilma ha'dekam mitkar krab b'sanhedrin gedola. That would have said you need 71, not to judge if they should go out to war or not. They're not doing the judging. Mishum she'elat Urim v'Tumim u'da'ata l'shmi'ina d'nish'alin l'sanhedrin b'Urim v'Tumim. Which means the Sanhedrin asks the Urim v'Tumim v'chen l'melech v'chen l'mashiach melchama aval lo lehidyot ul'olam l'latzit melchama yotzim b'lo reshut Sanhedrin. Which means you don't need the reshut of the Sanhedrin per se. It's just a protocol to go to the Urim v'Tumim is via the Sanhedrin. They're the ones that ask. Okay? So that gave them the power. You have the Kohen, the Melech, and the Sanhedrin. Either one, the king, the king is Yeshua, or the Sanhedrin, or the Kohen, Mashua. Either one can go to the Urim v'Tumim and ask. But who said that they're the ones that are making the diyun that you don't know? So comes again, Gemara says, who says you need their permission? I'll tell you. Ela kihad amar v'chabar bizna amar b'shimon chasida. כינור היה תלוי למעלה ממיטתו של דוד. דוד המלך הרי כינור. In this case it's a harp. Right? Above his bed. כיוון שהגיע חסות לילה, the midnight came, רוח ספונית מנשבת בו. All of a sudden the northerly wind would come and start playing it. It would play by itself, make noise, make music. והיה מנגן מאליו. It would start playing music by itself. מיד היה דוד עומד, so David may wake up at midnight, ועוסק בתורה, he would learn Torah, עד שעלה עמוד השחר, he would learn till the morning. כיוון שעלה עמוד השחר, נכנסו חכמי ישראל אצלו. All the rabbis would come for early morning meeting, לעלות השחר, it's early, to David. אמרו לו, אדוננו המלך, עמך ישראל צריכים לפרנסה, your nation needs פרנסה, אמר להם, so David HaMelech would say, לכו והתפרנסו זה מזה. So go give tzedakah to each other. Go let them support each other. Go התפרנסו זה מזה. אמרו לו, they tell him, אין הקומץ, the small amount of food that's available, משביע את הארי. The קומץ does not satiate the lion. There's not enough to go around. ואין הבור מתמלא מחולייתו. Which means when you empty a board from its sand, and then you try to refill it, it's never enough. Because when you take out the sand, the board stretches a little. So now when you fill it up again, it's not going to fill it to the top. Which means, if you're going to take all the money and just swirl it around, go give it this one, that one, that's not enough to go around. It's always going to be empty. If you're going to empty this guy's pocket and give it to him, and his pocket to him, it's always going to be a shortfall. Which is what they were early asking him, we need to go make a war in order to plunder our enemies, to get the spoils, and then we're able to have parnasa. Amar lahem, lechu pashtu yedechem begedud. Go to war. Go to the gedud, go over there to the soldiers, to the armies of the goyim, and plunder them. And take the shalal. Yad, yu'asi ba'achitofel. What's the next move? After David writes off on it, and says, go. They go to the Ahitophel, the advisor, and he gives them strategy. V'nimlachin b'sanhedrin. Oh, then they had to get permission from Sanhedrin. V'shu'alim b'urim v'tumim, if they're going to be successful or not. So therefore, you see over here, what? Sanhedrin has an integral role in going out to the wars. Look at Rashi now. Kinor nekev shelo, the whole of the harp, kelepe safonaya. He would put it by his window, by the north. Ubalayla ruach sefunit min hashevet. And you have the northerly wind at night. Kedekayim balan arba ruachot min hashevet bechol yom. You have four winds. Bizrachit baboker. Viruach derumit ba'atzi ayom. Umarabit pitchalat. Sefunit ba'atzi laila. Midnight, you have ruach sefunit. like the direction of the sun. The 40 years that the Jewish people were in the Midbar, even though they were Nazuf, God, like they were like an excommunication, and they did not have the Ruach Sifunit come in the day. Lo aya yom shelo nishbalem ruach sifunit ba'atzi alayla. But even then, at night it came. Alma hatsot layla et neshivata le'olam, which means at night it has to come ruach sifunit. Pa'amim shimin hashivet af payom. Sometimes the ruach sifunit, which is a pleasurable wind, even comes in the day. The Jewish people in the midbar were considered benidui. Therefore, the ruach sifunit did not come in the day, but it came at night. V'hi ruach tocha v'yafa. It's a beautiful, pleasant wind. Labiriyot vehayom meirba, and the day shines on such a day that you have ruach sifunit. Vehaya David omed veosek b'Torah. How do we know? Kedektiv hasot laila akum neodot lach. Komets panasa mu'etet. The small amount of panasa not going to go around. Venabor mitnalem choliato oker choliam mebor amok. If you empty out the sand from a deep well, vehozer veshlicha letogon, you go refill it. אינו מתמלא בכך, כלומר, אין סיפק בידינו לפנס עניים שבתוכנו. We don't have the ability to מפנס the עניים that are amongst us. ונמלכין בסנהדרין, that's our proof. נוטלין רשות מהן והיינו מתניתין. You see over there. So now the Gemara says, אמר רב יוסף מאקרא. You tell me אחיתופל, סנהדרין אורי ותומים. מאקרא, where you know this from? So we quote it from the Pesukim. It says, "Ve'achare Achitofel." After they go to Achitofel, Benayahu ben Yehoyada ve'Eviatar ve'Sar Sava la'Melech Yoav. This is the protocol now. So they explain each person and his position and what he does. Achitofel ze yoetz. He's this the strategist. He's the advisor. V'chenu omer va'atzat Achitofel asher yatz. Right, he's the Yoetz. Benayahu ben Yehoyada. Who is Benayahu? Zu Sanhedrin. Because Benayahu is considered the Abedin. He was the chief of all the Sanhedrin. And therefore, if the Ahitophel gives them advice, they go to Benayahu, meaning to the Sanhedrin. Eviatar. Who's Eviatar? He's the Kohen. Elu Urim Vetumim. Vechenu Omer, which means that Yosef brings an ayah, that how do we know that Eviatar was the Urim Vetumim? So it says, V'chenu Omer, of another Pasuk, that the Sanhedrin comes first, and then if the Sanhedrin writes off on it, you go to the Urim Vetumim. It says, U'benayahu ben Yehoyada al hakereti vehapeleti. Al means kodim, which means, Benayahu came before, it's al. He came before what? The kereti and the peleti. What is kereti u'peleti? It's the Urim Vetumim. Why would you call Urim v'Tumim Kereti u'Pleti? V'lama nekra sheman Kereti u'Pleti? Kereti shekortim devrehem. Their words are conclusive. They give you a precise answer. U'Pleti shemuflaim ma'asehem. It's a pele. Because how does it work? The stones of the Kohen Gadol had letters on them of all the tribes. And what? When you would ask a question, the letters would actually shine in order to give the answer. So it's Peleti. Peleti means Muflaim. It was done in a wondrous way. So therefore, after you asked Benayahu, and after you asked the Sanhedrin, and then you went to the Urim Vetumim, Ve'arkach, Sar Seva LeMelech Yoav. And then you go to the general. Who's the general? Yoav. Which means, go out to war, go out to fight. Look at the top. Rashi's here, Benayahu Ben Yoyada, the Sanhedrin. Shehaya muflash bebetin. He was the top, the head of the betin. Deviatar elu urim vetumi vechenu eru bnayahu benyo yada ala kereti vaala pereti. Who lemala mehem? He's above them. Vekodim ayalehem umedesamach bekra kama eviatar batar benayahu. Put eviatar after benayahu shma mina eviatar anu kreti upleti. Right. How do you know eviatar is kreti upleti? Because the first pasuk says benayahu eviatar. The next pasuk says, "Benayahu ala kreti pleti." Ah, so it must be Eviatar. It's kreti pleti. Kreti pleti is what? What do you mean to me? וספרים דכתיב בה ויותר כרכפון שקורטין חותכין דברים באמונתן, which means, as we said, conclusive, trustworthy words. Okay, now, before we go further, I'll go one step further. Amar Rav Yitzhak, Bered Rav Adda, Amri Da, Amar Rav Yitzhak Bar Abudimi, Me'ekera, how do you know that David HaMelech had a harp over his bed, he used to wake him up, that Hatzot? Because the Pasuk says, Ura Kevodi, Ura Nevel Vechinor Ahira Shachar, which means, David HaMelech would say, Ahira Shachar, I wake up the Shachar. Other kings, the Shachar wakes them up. I, Ahira Shachar, how? Ura Kevodi means my soul. The soul of the person that's called Kevodo, Ura Kevodi, David would say, not my soul, rise up. Ura, how? Nevel Vechinor, with the sound of the Nevel Vechinor. Ahira Shachar, look at that, she. מאקרא דקינור תלוי על מיטתו של דוד ומקיצו לדוד משנתו. I don't know, he gets woken up like that. דכתיב, העיר השחר, אני מעורר השחר, ולא כשאר מלאכים שהשחר קודם ומעוררן. Now, before we go further, I want to say a חידוש that Rav Yehuda Sadka said on this Gemara. Give me a סידור. He said like this, what is this strange minhag that David HaMelech had that in the morning, at Alot HaShachar, the Sanhedrin and the advisors come to him and they tell him, Amecha Yisrael, Tzirichim, Parnasa, Zeh LaZeh. Is that the time to make a cabinet meeting at Alot HaShachar? The normal cabinet meeting is done in the middle of the day sometime. Why did they pick such a moment to bother David in the palace for these early morning sessions? So he says like this, this was the request of David alav shalom, because he held it was a preparation for his tefillah. What do I mean to say? One of the main items of tefillah is that a person has to recognize that the only place that can really deliver for what he's asking is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. When a person prays in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you have to know he's the only one that can give you what you're asking for. You cannot get it from anywhere else. But what? A king sometimes can forget, some Ga'avah can come in since he's the king and he has a lot of resource, so he could think that what? That he's giving it, that he has a certain control. So David HaMelech needed a Musar before he prays the Amidah. So he told the people, come, Alot HaShachar, come early, before Netz, come to my thing, and ask me for whatever you want. They would start asking him things, Amecha Yisrael Tzirichim Parnasa. How is David HaMelech now going to give Parnasa to the whole nation? And then we would say, I can't, I'm unable. Oh, so therefore, he understood that only God is able to give such a thing. So therefore, he proved it to himself that he's a melech, but he's not a melech like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is melech melchei melechim. And therefore, that he would go into the tefillah be'anava u'be'achna'a. So that was the preparation for his tefillah. So with that, he explains a pasuk that we say in the Tehillim. The pasuk says in the Tehillim, and this is where Yehuda Sadka explained it. Pasuk says like this, in the Le David that we say, David HaMelech says, Lecha amar libi bakeshu panai et panecha Adonai avakesh. David says, Lecha amar libi, I said, my heart said, bakeshu panai. Bakeshu means come, ask from me. Ask from me whatever you need. David was asked them, Bakeshu panai. Why? Et panecha Adonai abakesh. So that's my preparation. When I go ask from God, I already have the hachna'a, that even though I'm a melech, it's nothing to do like the melech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The preparation in tefillah. And that makes sense, because that's what David HaMelech was doing the whole night. He's involved in learning and saying the Zemirot. So this is also part of that same inyan to do that. Okay, ve'en mosifin ala'ir. So what do we say? If they want to add, let's say, to the Azarot, Yerushalayim, they want to add to the city, or to the courtyard of Yerushalayim of the Beit HaMikdash. So you need, how many? You need a Sanhedrin of 71. Ninan emile, how do you know these things? Amar Rav Shimi Bar Chiya, Amar Kera, Kechol Asher Ani Mar'e Otecha, Et Tavnit HaMishkan, Vechen Ta'asu. So the Gemara is teaching you from this, Vechen Ta'asu, De Doro Tabbaim, which means, Vechen Ta'asu is the future. Just like who commissioned the construction of the Mishkan? Moshe. How many is Moshe? Moshe is like Sanhedrin Gedolah. He's like 71. So the Pasuk is saying, Vechen Ta'asu, when you're going to build the other Beti Mikdash, it also has to be like you built the first one. Al Pi Moshe. You don't have Moshe, so you do 71. You do the judges like Moshe Rabbeinu. Ashi. Ta'asu ledorot ma Mishkan al Pi Moshe vehu bimkom Sanhedrin Gedolah af ledorot al Pi Sanhedrin Gedolah Mativ Rabah. Kol hakelim she'asa Moshe, all the kelim that Moshe Rabbeinu made for the Beit HaMikdash, for the Mishkan, Meshihatan Mekadeshan. When you pour the oil on the keli, because all the keli needed to be anointed. How do you anoint the keli? With a special shemen, a mishcha. So all the kelim that Moshe Rabbeinu made, Meshihatan Mekadeshan, that already makes it kadosh. However, Mikan Va'ilach, but from that point on, there was no Meshicha on the Kelim, only in the Mishkan. So how did the Kelim become Kadosh? Avodatan mehanachtan. The service, the usage of the Keli would make it Kadosh. Ve'amai. Why are you saying that? Nema vechen ta'asu ledorot habayim. This is vechen ta'asu. The Mishkan is the paradigm. And therefore we should say, just like the Kiddusha of the Keli comes through Meshicha, so it should come through Meshicha l'dorot habayim. Why did that change? So Gemara says, Shani Hatam, by the Kelim it's different. The Amar Kera, Vayimshachem, Vaykadesh, Otam. It says, and they sanctified them. Keyword is Otam. Otam, Bimshicha. Velo, Dedorot, Bimshicha. Bimshicha was only in the yard of the Mishkan. If the Mishkan is over, the other Kelim, not. As she says, Otam mi'utahu. Good, it's a mi'utah, it's a exclusion. Gemara says, who told you to learn like that? Ve'ema otam bimshiha. L'dorot I bimshiha I ba'avoda. Maybe all it's telling you is l'dorot you have option. L'mishkan you need Meshicha. L'dorot you have an option. I Meshicha, I avoda. Who told you there's no Meshicha option? Maybe there is a Meshicha option. Amar Papa, Amar Kira. It says, Asher Yesharetu Bam Bakodesh. It says, Yesharetu. Yesharetu is future. Yesharetu, you will use them in the future. From the fact that it says, Yesharetu was using them. Hakatuf Tela'an Beshirut. You see clearly? Only the usage, yesharetu. So it's coming to tell you the future. Future kelim you can only use through usage, and that's what makes it kadosh tashi. Asher yesharetu, lehava mashma, for the future. Ledorot abbaim, letano besherut, medichtiv, kol keli yesharet asher yesharetu. Comes the Gemara and says, Ela, now you tell me yesharetu, that what? Did the kelim only come through usage? Otam lamali. So what's the word otam coming to do now? What's otam coming to exclude? These something and those, the future not. But we know that already from another pasuk from yesharetu, that the first ones are b'meshicha, and the later ones are through service. So what's the otam coming to exclude? The Torah says, Ilav Otam, Nid Otam. If it wasn't for Otam, Hava Amina Ledorot Bimshicha Uba Avoda. I would say you need both. The future, you need Shirut plus Mishicha. Te'aketiv, Vechen Ta'asu. Because doesn't it say Vechen Ta'asu? Vechen Ta'asu, whatever you did in the Mishkan, Vechen Ta'asu in the future. So I would have thought, well, you did Mishicha here, you got to do Mishicha there, and it says Yesharetu, so you need Shirut also. I would have thought you need both. Katav Rahmana Otam. Otam excludes. Otam Bimshicha Velo Ledorot Bimshicha. So therefore you need the Otam in order to tell you don't need both. Ve'en Osin Sanhedriot. which means when you establish Sanhedrin in each city, Sanhedrin Katana, which is 23 judges in each city, that's only established by the Beit Din HaGadol of 71. Minalan, how do you know? Kedash Kehan B'Moshe, like we found by Moshe Rabbeinu. De'uke Sanhedraot. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu established the Sanhedrin according to the advice that he got from Yitro. Moshe is how much? 71. And he established the smaller courts. That she, the Uki Sanhedriot, Ba'asat Yitro. Moshe Aya Shofet Vedayan Apiyat Dibur Veshakuk Sanhedrin Gedolashim Yerushalayim. He's like the 71 in Yerushalayim. Taru Rabbanan. We have a Braita. Minayin Shema'amidim Shofetim Yisrael. How do you know there's an obligation that you have to appoint judges for Klaisid? Talmud Lomar, Shofetim, Titen. Pasuk says, we have a parasha, Shofetim. You have to appoint judges. Shotrim Yisrael Minayin. How do you know you need Shotrim? What Shotrim? So that she tells us, Gulyarim, Hoftin Bemaklot. That's enforcement. Officers with their sticks. The judge gives the ruling. Whoever doesn't listen, the shotrim come along with their sticks and they start clubbing them. How do you know you have to have shotrim? Simple, same pasuk. Talmud Omar, shotrim titin. The pasuk says, shofetim v'shotrim titin lecha v'chon sha'arecha. So Gemara says, after you told me the obligation, shofetim lechol shevet v'shevet minayin. How do you know that you need every tribe has to have their own court? Tamud Omar Shofetim Lishvatecha. It says to the tribes, Shoterim Lichol Shevet Veshevet Minayin. Back to the question, how do you know the offices? Tamud Omar Shoterim Lishvatecha. Because it says Shoterim also. Basuk says Shofetim Veshoterim Teten Lecha Bechol Sha'arecha Lishvatecha. That you need it what? To each tribe. Shofetim Lichol Ir Va'ir Minayin. How do you know every city has to have its own court? Tamud Omar Shofetim Lishaarecha. Sha'arim is the gates of the city. Shoterim Lichol Ir Va'ir Minayin. How do you know offices? Tamud Omar Shoterim Lishaarecha. So comes Rabbi Yehuda and says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Echad Memune Al Kulan. But what? Who's the one that appoints all these? Shene'emar Titen Lecha. Which means it's mashma that the pasuk is telling you do it. Titen lecha. Titen is singular. Who's going to put all these Sanhedrins? Moshe. And how much is Moshe? 71. So you see, according to Rabbi Yehuda, for the fact that it says the individual is going to put the Sanhedrin, that must be talking about that. Comes the Gemara and says, a bunch, lishvatecha v'shafetu. From the connection of the words lishvatecha to your tribes, v'shafetu, we learn what? Mitzvah b'shevet ladun et shifto. New point. It's a mitzvah for each tribe to judge itself. You have a certain case, should not go to a different Beit Din, a different shevet. Each shevet judges the members of its own tribe. Rashi, mitzvah b'shevet ladun et shifto, ve'lo yilchu b'nei shevet zeh le'Beit Din shel shevet acher. Last point, ve'en osin ir anidahat. Ir anidahat is a city that the majority of its inhabitants worships avodah zara. What do you do to that city if they're guilty? Itat sayif, death by the sword. They are judged by 71. Minan emile. How do you know? Ir anidahat. Amar b'chaya bar Yosef. Amar av oshaya. Amar kera. Ve'otzeta et ha'ishahu ot ha'ishahu. It says you'll take the individual to the gate. What's the gate? The small Sanhedrin. That's the 23. The individual you take to the gate. Ish ve'isha ata motzi l'sha'arecha. V'ata motzi kol ha'ir kola l'sha'arecha. But kol ha'ir, you don't take to the gates. In the way that they go? They go to the Yerushalayim, to the Sanhedrin, gedola. So there's a difference between an individual and a ir. That's she? L'sha'arecha lebetin shebechol. Ir va'ir, en osim ir anidachat basefar. You don't put an ir anidachat by the border of Eretz Yisrael. If a city worships avodah zarah, what do? You have to kill all the inhabitants. What's going to end up happening? You're going to leave one of the borders of Eretz Yisrael opened. You don't make a irani dalat on the border. My tama mikirbecha, the pasuk says, in your midst. Amar rahmana velo mena sefar, but not from the sefar, not on the border itself. Okay. Baruch Adonai Olam.